Okay. We'll come out of recess. We have University of Missouri Extension update.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, a lot going on as usual. Actually, I need to give you these.
Thank you.
Well, one thing that I did want to talk about just a little bit, I attended the HES update, our HES Human Environmental Sciences category update with our program director, Joe Britt Rankin, on July 26th in Springfield. And we talked at the last meeting, and then, as you know, our regional director, Jay Chisholm, came and talked to you about the fact that we're losing Jim's position and they don't plan to replace it. But what Joe Britt told us was that she planned so that the HES department, at least, will not have to have any more job losses for at least 2 to 3 years. So she said she didn't want to, you know, have a few people go every year, because that just really hurts morale and people never know what's going on. And so we should be good for the HES category, at least for 3 years. And looking at my upcoming workshops, I'm doing the whole series of my Making Money Count curriculum in Marshfield. Actually have done four sessions there and have four more to go. The Creating a Spending Plan or Budgeting class I do regularly. I have that coming up August 18th in Branson. I've also started scheduling client counseling sessions, and this is at Taney County OCAC. Actually, we haven't had anybody do them yet, but we've got some regularly scheduled times for people to sign up if they feel like they need some help with their financial situation. Still doing the Missouri Training Institute classes for National Enzyme Company, so I have a Lunch and Learn coming up there August 17th, how to give effective performance evaluations. And we are starting a new supervisory series there on August 22nd. So again, the first session of that will be building effective relationships and communicating successfully. And I'm doing those in co-teaching those with our community development specialist, Amy Patillo. For announcements, Master Gardeners of the Ozarks, we have Evening in the Garden coming up. Well, actually, no, we had that August 4th. And I don't have exact numbers as to how many attended, but I know it was a big success. Their events really always are. We have the Brown Bag Lunch Garden Series First Aid Kit from the Garden coming up August 16th, and that's at noon at our office in the Demonstration Garden. Grow Your Farm Session 6 is coming up August 22nd. Building Better Childcare, those classes start August 25th, and then they will be monthly August through December. And right now we're working on our Taney County Extension budget. On the back of mine are impacts from the Using Credit class that I did in Branson on July 21st. So I'll just let you all read through that at your when you have time. And then moving on to Willa's report for 4-H. She's doing a lot of back to school fairs this month. The Branson fair she did yesterday. The Hollister Back to School Fair she will do August 15th, and also State Fair 4-H Livestock Show will be going on August 11th through 21st. They have exhibits in there. The State Shooting Sports Event August 27th and 28th, and I'm not sure exactly where that will be held. she had, July 12th, the Southwest Region Shooting Sports Competition in Bodark, and July 26th, the Ozark Empire Fair 4-H exhibit check-in, and two Taney County youth exhibits were recognized with Grand Champion Awards, which was really exciting. So some pictures there of the shooting sports event that happened. And moving on to Jim's report, he did seven programs. Actually, his report runs from June 15th through July 25th. So all kinds of different things that he's done, communicating with people of disabilities, decision-making, on the road through life, how, what, and why, optimism and gratitude, Ozark sayings and place names, setting goals, and successful principles for life and work. The next report is Tim Schnockenberg's. I included this time. He's our agronomy specialist housed in Stone County. He also serves Taney County. And he did some things in Taney County this last month, and the Grow Your Farm program. He is helping with that in Taney County as well. And Barb Beck, our nutrition educator. As always, Barb's really busy. She's in schools. She's at different locations doing poster displays, handouts, giving out recipes. She does that at CAM in both Forsyth and Branson, at the Salvation Army, at the Senior Center. She's working at the Farmers Market right now in Branson Landing on Tuesdays from 3 to 7, handing out information there. And she'll have, of course, classes coming up at school starting before too long here again. The last report is for Will Knuckles, who's our agronomy graduate intern in our office right now. And so for agronomy programming, he's doing farm visits and consultations, soil sampling, hay sampling, weed and disease ID, pest monitoring. He's also helping with the Grow Your Farm program. He's writing informational articles that he's starting to submit to area newspapers. And then coming up, the Fall Forages Seminar, he's working with that. The date for that is set for October 13th. Questions, gentlemen, comments, suggestions?
I don't have any.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you. The opportunity to give you our update.
All right. Vehicle discussion. Ms. Davis, you want to come on up?
To request a vehicle for the public administrator's office. As you know, I travel all over the state, not just around Taney County. I meet with my people and their staff and have care plan meetings so I can keep up to date on their care. I travel 2 to 3 days a week, have people north as far as Kansas City and Grundy County, Gentry County, which is by the Iowa line, and then Randolph County and east to St. Louis. Have facilities all along the way. I travel a lot, and I feel like I'm just doing my job. That's what I'm supposed to do, and I stay in contact with everybody. Sometimes I have to transport my belongings for my people when they move from one facility to another. So I'm asking for a van or an SUV, a used, maybe low mileage, something. There are counties that are providing vehicles. McDonald County got a low mileage van this year, which is over in my area, at least. Any questions? Anything? Any comments?
You know how many miles you're driving right now for a month, roughly?
I'm sorry, what?
How many miles are you driving a month?
I've looked at what I've driven just from, and I'm dry. I can see that I'm driving more as I'm having to go so far north. But since January to July, I've driven 5,519 miles. So it varies, it just depends on, I can't say that each month, some months I drive 300, some months I drive 1,200. It just depends on how far I have to go. But I will have driven probably over 10,000 or more. Last year it was about almost 10,000 miles, and I have people farther north now.
So like a minivan, something that the seats can all lay down if you need to, it's easy to get in.
Yeah, so that I can haul boxes and whatever, TVs, furniture if I have to, something like that.
I don't care if she gets with Ron and sees anything, that's up to you guys. I think you can pick up a pretty good use minivan for the 20,000 range.
I would think that you would probably want to go with a new one.
And that doesn't bother me either.
Brandon, if you're going to buy one, if you're going to buy one, you would probably want to go with a new one because of the way the warranties are now. And definitely would want to check and make sure that the warranties were the with her out of town that much, you would want it to where it would cover in case there's something went wrong.
I just know you can get one that's like a year old that still has the full warranty, buy the extended warranty. I mean, let somebody else take the $5,000, $7,000 hit. I don't have a problem.
Okay.
Like I said, I would just get with Ron and kind of see what the best, if new's better than used, it's whatever.
Carol, are you requesting this on your upcoming, which the end of this month, and the 1st of September, is when our new budget cycle basically kicks in. Are you wanting this before the first of the year? Or are you going to wait till the first of the year to apply this to the budget? Now it would have to come out of
contingency
fund that we have set up.
I'd like to have it now because I am in September probably going to go to the Grundy County and Gentry County north. So that's through Kansas City, and I have people there, and I have people all along the way, but I really would like to have one now, if possible. Whatever you think.
What will we pay per mile? 35 cents?
7, 37.
37 cents. We're paying the mileage.
Yeah.
So we might be able to look at taking some of the mileage out of it, because what do we have budgeted for mileage? I don't even know.
I think 3,000.
Was it 3,000?
Uh-huh. And the only thing about mileage is it doesn't cover all the service that I have to have done. You know how